Chandra, you might know, actually. Is there a contract in effect with Free Speech Radio News now?
And by the way, I'm going to recuse myself on the vote. There is a contract in effect that expires September 30, 07. A one-year contract is in effect. It expires September 30, 07.
So Pacifica doesn't have a contractual obligation after the end of this fiscal year to keep up its funding. Right now the station's all put in, and the national office has put in a little bit as well, is my understanding. If we approve this, could their funding go down? Yes. If we didn't approve it, their funding could go down too. The national office could decide it doesn't have the money. Also, here's the weird thing. Going through the draft budgets for the other stations, some of them are dropping their percentage. KPFT, the Houston station, is not budgeting to spend any money on Free Speech Radio News next year. I don't know why. I haven't gotten a chance to ask the CFO about that. This year it looks like they're spending 17%. Sarv, you know why?
BBC.
Can I comment?
Lauren has something.
Brian, you're looking at draft budgets. Those budgets have not been finalized. We went through that. We had a finance committee meeting earlier this week, and we went through the draft budget. So until the final budget and the review with the CFO, it will what you see on the preliminary budgets are not going to stay. And just to say that, you know, whatever we do here will just basically be window dressing, because if they sign the contract, the cost will have to be found, and it will be found in the stations. They're the ones who actually use FSRN on their air. So this is just our statement in terms of what we think that it should stay with. It should be covered by the CSGs. And also, you know, the argument about the person in D.C., I think that I mean, it's not either that person or FSRN News. And since, like you're saying, that salary is known because of the amount of salary that it is, that I think that we should drop that, because, as we all know, Pacifica is a political organization, and to throw that out as either FSRN or the station person in D.C. is, like, something that we certainly can't resolve at this stage, at this LSB. And that it is a very hot political topic at this time.
I guess my point is money there? Yes. The question is, what choices do you make in the national budget? And, you know, it's not just that. We basically came up with a consensus position on this $5,000 a month consultancy that's been created for a national board member. Well, they went ahead with that. So there's money there. We just have to put our foot down and say, stop enabling some of this. Say, what are your real priorities? Budget around those. Live within your means.
One other quick statement.
Lauren.
Just very quickly. You know, during our budget discussion with the interim general manager and the business manager and Brian and Anthony, you know, I had this discussion with the IGM. That when costs are sent to the station, you send it back. Now, some things you can do because it's not part of your budget. It's not in your budget. Now, whether they increase FSRN is in your budget, so they're, like, increasing it. But certain costs are not in your budget, and they are in the national office budget. So you just push back. That's the way you handle it as the GM. And unless you start doing that, all of this stuff will continue to creep into your cost.
Okay, am I confused? I thought we voted on this.
Or have we just called the question?
I thought we already passed this. Am I crazy?
We did.
Okay. Okay. But we've called the question and decided to end debate. Correct? Okay. Is there anyone opposed to this motion, the Free Speech Radio News motion?
We called the question at 4:34.
There were no objections to calling the question.
Are there any objections to... No, we have already closed debate. We allowed ourselves to go out of that particular racetrack. Is there any objection to passing Free Speech Radio News Increases motion? There is. So, well, then shall we do a hand? Let's do a hand vote. All those in favor of the motion Free Speech Radio News Increases. All those opposed? Abstentions? Oh, okay. So you got the numbers, Tico? 11, 2, and 4. 3. 3. Yeah. No. 11, 2, and 3 people abstained. No, he's... Where are we? 11 in favor, 2 opposed, and 3 abstaining. National office rent is the next motion.
I move we approve.
Yes, item. Brian?
I'm moving it for the record.
Just surfing on something LaVarne said earlier, I'd like to introduce it, but with a different title, as National Office Occupancy Expenses.
Allocation.
Would that work?
Expense allocation.
Occupancy Expense Allocation. How's that?
And I, is that, that's an amendment I second.
I'll just introduce it as that.
Okay.
And Mary, you have moved the motion re-National Office Expense Allocation. Is that correct?
Correct.
And has anyone seconded it? We have a second on this. Now, we're not doing discussion. Is that correct? Shh. Chandra, she's going to... You want to talk to this?
Okay, I have
and Henry does, too.
I have a further amendment. I think the 2,000 is too low, so I suggest that we do what was proposed before and... come up with a fair market rent proposal amount. And so do we have to come up with an amount today? Can we just say after something?
What does it say? Wait a minute.
If I can call your attention, it lays out a procedure for determining the fair market value and says until you settle on the fair market value, it's $2,000 a month. So it's a default position so that there's not – an incentive to delay ever getting to the fair market value.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Henry, did you have a comment?
I guess I would just like to, in the first, no, the last paragraph on the bottom of the page.
Henry, do you want to use a microphone?
Sorry.
Although you can almost do it without it.
Sorry.
No, we can't do it.
In the third resolved paragraph, which is the last one on the bottom of this page, the second line says, if they fail to reach agreement on a fair rental value, to strike rental and replace it with occupancy or something. Occupancy?
It seems that we should replace that in each instance where it says...
Actually, if you look at the other ones talk about fair rental value from outside, so they're okay in my opinion. But this one, for internal, for the political reasons that LaVarne was alluding to, I think we should not call it what we're asking for as a fair rental value.
Wait, so, Chandra?
I'm sorry. I have another proposed amendment. I think the ED as well as the CFO should be involved in the negotiation. So my
right.
proposed
so,
amendment is
so
to add ED and CFO.
For an amendment, correct?
The two amendments are speaking to different issues, so they should
right.
be disposed of separately.
All right. So
we should vote Henry's up or down before we move on to Chandra's.
Let's work right now on Henry's. And did someone second Henry's?
Second.
And it was just to replace it in
the last resolve instead of fair rental value.
Right.
It's not the last resolve. It's the next last.
It's the one before it.
The bottom one, the one at the bottom of the page.
Okay. It's the last one on this page. Fair.
fair expense.
Occupancy value.
Fair occupancy value.
Value or rate.
Pardon?
Value R, you can say rate, R-A-T-E.
Fair occupancy rate. All right. Are there any objections to closing debate, first of all, on this? Seeing none.
You have to go one at a time if you're going to do it right.
We're talking about Henry's.
Okay, good.
I'm just talking about Henry's right now. In response to Henry's amendment that we place fair occupancy rate in the last paragraph on this page, on the first page that talks about this motion, is there anyone opposed to Henry's amendment? Okay, we have the amendment, and now we move to, was it Mary's? Mary, did you move this?
Chandra.
Chandra. Oh. Okay, before we go to, all right. And Chandra, yours?
To add the ED with the CFO in the negotiation. That's all.
It's in the first resolved.
Right. Pacific is ED, CFO, and KPFA's general manager.
So it would be before both instances of CFO? Insert ED, comma.
Can everybody remember this is an advisory motion?
Yes. All right. Chandra's amendment is that we place ED in the first resolved and then the last resolved on this page so that it says Pacifica's ED, comma, CFO, and KPFA's general manager. Any opposition to closing debate? No, seeing none. Anyone opposed to this amendment? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Do we really want the interim general... I know this is just a proposal, blah, 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 but do we really want the interim general manager going up against those two people? Don't. How about the treasurer? Who's? Are you the treasurer of the PNB? Yes. Don't we want to add the PNB treasurer to this mix? I can't say it. Somebody needs
or
to say
something.
It.
You know what? I mean, just we're you know, like I advise and counsel those people, both the general manager and the CFO and ED. So, you know, other stations managers don't have an issue with telling them where to get off.
Phoebe?
If on this committee there are two PMB officials, I think there should also be two local station officials, so I would like to add the LSB treasurer. Either one, or the business manager, either one.
I'll just point out that the way this is set up is if there's any dispute, it goes to the National Finance Committee, where LaVarne and I both sit, for it to recommend an arbitrated solution to the national board.
Okay, then I drop that suggestion in that case.
Call the question.
Okay, any objection to closing debate on this? Seeing none. Although, is there any objection to the motion, no, to adding ED? Oh, I'm losing it, aren't I? We're on the main motion now. Any objection to the main motion as amended on national office expense allocation? Seeing none, we are on to KU satellite costs. Brian, is there any prelude?
I move it.
It has been moved, and it has been seconded. Is there any discussion?
No.
Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion re the KU satellite costs? Seeing none, we are through with these. And we now move to the item that was on the consent calendar that was pulled. It was item 3, KPFA local station board supports ILWU and machinist workers from Teamsters local. Is it 70? I didn't quite get it. 70? And there is discussion. Con?
Okay, I want to address this motion. I think...
Point of order.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make a comment about the ending of our discussion on the finance, on Brian's motion, that if the secretary could get those to me as soon as possible, that would work great, so I can have them for the meeting on Thursday. Thank
okay.
you.
Why don't the three of us knock heads after the meeting, figure the best way to get you what you need? Because I've got it all electronic.
I've got a point of order, too. I thought the two motions as to venues of future meetings came before the this item.
What?
It's been our custom to only do the next month because it is pressing to cover the next month. It has not really been our practice to go beyond that. And I believe we had discussion to specially go to this motion about the garbage lockout, and
yeah,
we voted on it to place it right after the treasurer's report. Okay.
Well, I would just ask that we not do this item and then adjourn.
You can make a motion then. You can't, like, make it ahead. Yeah.
No, I've just asked people to not do that before we take up that matter.
Okay. But that's a request, right?
Exactly.
Oh, can I talk?
Yes, I had given the floor to Khan on this item.
Okay. This motion, you know, came in to support the machinists in the International Longshoremen and Warehousemen's Union and Local 70 of the Teamsters. But this lockout is really a much bigger item than that. One, I think people need to be aware of the nature of this employer. This is the largest waste management employer in the United States. This particular, they're based in Houston, Texas. This particular employer has made it their sort of modus operandi is to go into communities and break unions. That's what they do. To come into Alameda County, which is the number two county in the state of California in terms of trade union membership, it's only topped by San Francisco, take on a big union like the Teamsters, and Local 70 is a very progressive section of the Teamsters. The machinists, which are a progressive union, and ILWU, which is one of the most progressive unions in the United States. I know my old man spent 6 months in jail defending its former president. This is not simply aimed at those 500 strikers, those 500 people who are locked out and their families. This is aimed at the trade union movement in Alameda County. To take on the trade union movement in Alameda County is to take on one of the most progressive sections of Alameda County. And further, because of the existence of a high rate of trade unionism in Alameda County and San Francisco, we have two very nice counties to live in. It's not just the natural air conditioning and the fact that it's a beautiful area. It's the fact that we have social services and we have a quality of life, which is largely the result of what trade unions have done. I feel very strongly about this strike. I mean, it's okay.
Not a strike.
In any case, I think it's in the interest of our membership, because our membership is a reflection of everything progressive and not progressive. You want to say liberals? Fine, I'm all for liberals, whatever. In our area of that our radio waves meet. I think it's essential that we do this and to realize that there are bigger fish to fry in this particular lockout. This is not simply aimed at three unions. This is aimed at the trade union movement and, in fact, all of us here in Alameda County, San Francisco, and our listenership.
Richard, and you want to speak to
if I could.
It also? Richard first and then Tico.
Yeah. I mean, I would just take it one step farther than what you said, Con. I've researched these people myself, and it's really clearly, simply an attack on the working class. That's all it is. They want to change things and push it all backwards. And I guess, I don't know. I mean, I don't think, this is just me, you know, and my level of consciousness. But when I hear the word lockout, I'm against it. I don't need to know much more. The details are fine, but when you're locking out a bunch of workers, you're not doing something right. It's that simple. And I just think we should pass this thing quickly and move on. I don't think there's any reason to be against it. And, you know, Sarb asked, did the union ask us to do this? I don't think it makes any difference. When I've been in several different unions, and I've been in strikes and other situations like that where things were going on. You don't care. You don't have, you know, if somebody wants to support you, you're happy. That's all that matters. If you hear, the more support you get, the people that, more people that show up at the picket lines, the more people that donate money for the people that are out of work, you know, whether you ask for it or not, you're happy it's there because you're getting attacked by a multi-billion dollar corporation. So I just think that we should do this quickly and, you know, send it out to wherever we send it out. I think it would be a good idea. And I'd be willing to take it down there to the picket line and tell people, because I go down to those things a lot, and say, you know, we've done this, and we just want you to know that we support you. I think it'd be good for them to know that we did this. It'd make them feel better. You know, it's not going to help, but there's an emotional thing to all of this, and you get tired on picket lines, you know? And so I think whatever we can do, we should do, because what Khan said is very true. There's a much bigger picture here. They're trying to, you know, break this county, because this county stands up for a lot of progressive things, and certain corporate powers don't like that. So I move that we just, you know, vote this in and move on the agenda.
Tico?
First, I just wanted to say that my desire for discussion is not at all a reflection of anything other than just a belief that we have to look at everything carefully. First, I appreciated Khan's kind of background on this. I'm still learning about, you know, even though I've heard shows on KPFA, I keep learning about it. I think it's a good, I mean, we could add in a bit of the where we see the background on it. Oh, okay. I would love it if we did something that had teeth, because otherwise I just have an endless list. I heard a bunch of different things. I did a congressional petition based on a Democracy Now! Show I heard about these people who were being mistreated for these things with the high school kids. Anyway, I'd rather see us give money individually together as members of the LSB or go down there and help them than specifically an LSB resolution, or unless we can, without going into the micromanagement thing, offer some sort of, you know, we could make phone calls to make sure that people know when specific KPFA shows that are going to highlight the lockout are going to go down. It's just I was raised in a very radical house, and I, as a kid, got sick of every, you know, like having to be on the right side of every issue without doing anything about it, and. So I do pray, you know, we were talking about God and dog, and I pray to all those things, trees and stuff. And if we don't do something substantive, it's going to be just another prayer, which is good. But I hope we can do something within the appropriate range of our role as LSB members.
Phoebe, Brian, Levarne, Sarv, Annie, let's see where we're going here. Phoebe.
I encourage people to donate as individuals, but I'd like for us to go ahead and wrap up discussion and vote on what's on the table pretty quickly. But I'd appreciate it if somebody would read it, exactly what we're voting on.
Chandra, do you want to read it? What I have, I think, may have left something out here, because all I have is KPFA Local Station Board supports ILWU and machinist workers from Teamsters Local 70. It doesn't have anything beyond that. Was that the original wording? Speak into the microphone, please.
I didn't finish it, I guess. So I have to come up with language. If anybody wants to help.
I would just say that I think it would be appropriate to put Teamster 70 first, because they're the ones that were locked out. The other two have joined them by not crossing the picket line, but 70 was the one that was locked out. The others have been courageous, but I think the first support has to be to the people who got smacked in the face by the boss. So I would just put them first and then the other two second, just in terms of, you know, who's been attacked.
Chandra, since you put it on the consent calendar, are we waiting for wording, or are we going to craft this together? What?
And encourages waste management to give them back their jobs and continue fair negotiations, fair labor negotiations.
I just want to suggest a wording.
Urges.
That the local station board of KPFA calls for an end of the lockout of local 70 of the Brotherhood of Teamsters, International Longshoremen and Warehousemen's Union, and Machinists Union. I can give you all this thing, right? Machinists Union. And further, that we call for negotiations and a fair contract.
Good faith negotiations.
Hmm?
Good faith negotiations.
Good faith negotiations, period.
Yes.
Well, they decide on the contract. Yes. Good faith that's negotiations. Fine. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay.
I think we better put in there that we want them to get their jobs back because they're threatening to fire them.
Yeah, that's probably good. End the lockout. Rehire all those
lockouts.
They end the lockout, they're not going to fire anybody. I mean, and if they do, then, you know, then that's a breach of the contract and it's a strike. I mean, what they're asking people to do is to demand the end of the lockout.
But see, they don't have a contract right now. That's the problem. So it's not a breach of the contract because there is no contract. Contract expired.
In the article in the Berkeley Daily Planet today, it says in a letter dated June 29th, Waste Management threatened Machinist Local Lodge 1546 with permanent replacement if they honored the Local 70 picket line. So that's even another union here, which would result in work stoppage.
Mary?
I think it wouldn't hurt anything to add the phrase and retain all of the locked out workers.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just because they can fire them for whatever the reason, and it's just, and they still could, but at least we're calling attention to that fact. So I don't see what harm it can do. I'd like to include that and retain all of the 500, all of the locked out workers.
I know you're writing frantically, but.
Well, I'm just adding.
Can you give us a.
Local station board calls for an end to the lockout.
The local station board calls for an end to the lockout of Local 70 of the Brotherhood of Teamsters, ILWU, and Machinists, and...
Can we put the word immediate into an immediate end to the lockout, just to give it the urgency that it needs?
Yeah. Why not?
Sure. I don't objection. It should have happened yesterday. Immediate end to the thing like that. And there was a question here about all jobs. And
the jobs of all...
And machine...
And the restoration.
Retain and restoration. You want to retain them. Whether it's that job or another job.
Yeah. Restoration of all jobs and resumption of good faith negotiations.
Of all, you have to say those workers, not just the jobs. They could all be fired for something.
Restoration of the, okay.
No. The local station board calls for an end to the lockout of Local 70 of the Brotherhood of Teamsters, ILWU, and Machinists, the restoration of all jobs and good faith negotiations. You want resumption of good faith negotiations?
We don't know if they were good faith to begin with.
So we would just say good faith negotiations, because we don't know whether they were. As a matter of fact, they weren't good faith negotiations before. So good faith negotiations. Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd like to add one last line. With no retaliation to anybody for honoring the picket lines.
Let's keep in mind it's advisory, Richard.
No. This is not advisory. It's some other body.
Can we just put in there KPFA and Alameda County so that we'll take this to the national board and we can be recognized where we are, where it refers to.
No, what you're saying is that we're going to send it to the national board, not Alameda County. The local station board is going to send it.
I'm saying in your resolution, you need to put in there Alameda County so you'll know where we're talking, what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. She's saying that.
You have to identify.
Yeah,
just,
no, yeah, that's a good idea.
I know, I didn't.
She's explaining that we should.
We need to have Alameda County in there somewhere. The lockout in Alameda County,
California.
Where we've got lockout.
One slight correction. The members of RW Local 6, which actually is my union local, they're not my job, and the members of the machinists aren't locked out technically. They're honoring the picket lines,
right.
And they're being threatened being fired for doing so. So maybe we could just in the interest of accuracy, maybe we could just slightly rephrase that in solidarity with the locked out members of Teamsters Local 70, and also a call for no threats or retaliation against those members of many other two unions who have been honoring the picket lines.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Perhaps someone should suggest we end debate. And I bet someone will second that.
Wait.
What?
Sorry. No, go ahead.
Was I next in the set? Well, if I was next in the stack, then you have to recognize me next, and I'm not going to call the question.
Okay.
I just want to point out where we are, folks, because it's not the first time this has happened. We got something put on our consent calendar at the last minute, orally, with wording that changed every time we asked to get it recited.
Thank you.
This wordsmithing could have happened outside of a meeting. And it became very clear as soon as someone pulled it from the consent calendar for discussion that the intent of putting that on the consent calendar was not, in fact, to support the locked out workers and the people who are honoring their picket line in solidarity, but to bait people's political opponents. Within seconds, members of the audience and of this board were calling out the name of a slate for LSB elections and framing it in terms of that. And I think this is disgusting political opportunism of the worst kind. We have to do better than that with folks if we're going
to order.
Point of order.
Chair.
Point of order.
Talk about.
Yes, LaVarne.
Madam Chair, would
motives.
You please, as he's saying, call the member to order? He's alluding to the motives of others at the table.
Yeah, that's true.
Please.
I apologize.
And I would like to speak since he was calling
next.
To my motives.
I'm next
I
on
knew
the
nothing
list.
About this coming up before it got here today.
Yeah. Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes, LaVarne.
Can we go to the stack, please?
Pardon?
I would like you to go to the stack and call the next person on the stack.
Annie.
No, I think I was.
Okay, you can speak, LaVarne.
Call a question.
The question has been called. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to ending debate? Hearing no objection. Is there any objection to approving the following?
Madam Chair, may we have a roll call vote on this, please?
Sure. We just have to wait for somebody to finish writing the motion.
I'll do it right now. All right. All right. This is the wording I came up. Okay.
KPFA Local Station Board calls for an end to the lockout of Alameda County members of Local 70 of the United Brotherhood of Teamsters and good faith negotiations, and for no retaliation against members of the internet of the ILWU and the Machinist Union.
I mean, it's not the word; it's a little clumsy there, guys. But that's what I keep. Yeah. I'll see if I can clean it up. Okay.
Con, I think the part I would clean up. I think it sounds like we're also against negotiations. Look at that, and negotiations.
Well, we have to vote on it.
Okay.
This is
the intent.
Look,
of it.
Can we not hold this up on an editing?
Thank you.
All right, I'll write it out very carefully, and then I can show it to everybody.
Don't forget we agreed to that.
Tico, are you ready?
Yes.
Are there
Okay. Are there any objections? Done.
Quick question. Now that we passed this, can we put it in electronic form in the next couple of days so we can email it to the three locals involved to do with as they will?
Tico, when you get it, can you send a copy out to the board?
Sure.
Well, is that hard for you? Then maybe Tom could send it out. Okay.
Tico will kindly, as secretary, send it out to the board. He's able. And that should accomplish what you need.
Please, if you hadn't heard from me by Wednesday, or if you're going to use it, just let me know, and I'll make sure you have it.
I think this is a very good item, and I know it's very well-intentioned, but our charge is to serve KPFA.
Yeah.
There have been suggestions, I believe from the very people who brought this motion, that things be submitted to the board a week in writing a week before the board meetings. I would like for the minutes to reflect how much time this issue took. Again, I'm in support of this issue, but it needed to be ready. We didn't need to hammer out the language here in the meeting. It needed to be edited in advance so that it truly could be a consent calendar that would only take 5 minutes of our time, because this has delayed us from our charge of serving KPFA. Thank you.
Yes, I agree with that.
Attila?
Well, I agree with that, but sometimes things come up that have urgency, and the fact that people are locked out and cannot work is an urgency.
Annie?
I would like to establish a process, maybe someone else would like to work with me, where people can present concerns. They can be posted on the website. Say these are concerns posted by the LSB. If we went around this room, we could come up with 24 urgent items to support today, and we could do nothing else. The P&B has been bogged down with massive amounts of Haiti support, whatever. They're all good causes. My feeling is we lost 36 motions last year by not getting to them, and we're going to do that again this year. If we keep doing this instead of our KPFA work, I figure if we get our work done, we could actually save the last half hour of the meeting to talk about what we really care about.
Mary?
You say that things come up. This lockout has been going on for weeks, and someone could have crafted the language in advance, and if they needed help because they had no time, then whoever was concerned should have got somebody else to help and got together and done that. It's inconsiderate. I certainly support the whole thing, but it's inconsiderate to bring ill-formed, half-inchoate motions and then spend this much time. I don't think that's a good use of our time, and I think if we really care about each other as we would care about ourselves, We might do it differently.
Point of order.
Brian?
We're having discussion without a motion.
Thank you.
Well, we're waiting to get the language crafted.
We're done. We already voted for it. We're not waiting for anything.